Penguin Random House Audio presents The Lost Gutenberg, The Astounding Story of One Book's 500-Year Odyssey by Margaret Leslie Davis. Read for you by Colleen Marlowe. Part 1. The Imperial Century. The Gutenberg Bible is a masterpiece of world culture. Only 48 or 49 copies of this landmark work survive. And of those, only one has been owned by a woman collector. This is the true story of that book, the copy designated as number 45, printed by Johann Gutenberg sometime before August 15, 1456. Chapter 1. Million Dollar Bookshelf. A wooden box containing one of the most valuable books in the world arrives in Los Angeles on October 14, 1950, with little more fanfare, or security, than a Sears catalog. Codenamed the Commode, it was flown from London via regular parcel post, and while it is being delivered locally by Tyson Lynch, a high-end customs broker and shipping company, its agents have no idea what they are carrying and take no special precautions. The widow of one of the wealthiest men in America, Estelle Betzold Doheny, is among a handful of women who collect rare books, and she has amassed one of the most spectacular libraries in the West. Acquisition of the Gutenberg Bible, universally acknowledged as the most important of all printed books, will push her into the ranks of the greatest book collectors of the era. Its arrival is the culmination of a 40-year hunt, and she treasures the moment as much as the treasure. Estelle's pursuit of a Gutenberg began in 1911, when she was a wasp-waisted, dark-haired beauty.